Welcome to the Caring Companion program. This program was started for rapists like you. Rapists, pedophiles, molesters, you know the whole thing. So looking at your file, I'm seeing that you had quite a long stint before you went to jail. Before you were labeled a nasty sex offender, that, you spent a good year molesting and raping, looks like 12-year-olds. I mean, what is it about 12-year-olds that you find so tempting that you had to break the law to touch them and rape them? What is that about? I mean, is it because they're like tinier than you? Because they're little? Is that what it is? Because looking at your file, you were not gentle with them at all. You weren't some little kitty diddler. You didn't just molest. You molested. And then you brutally rape these girls for days upon days. Are you trying to fucking break them? Are you trying to break little girls? I mean, did some girl in your past tease you so much when you were a child that you grew up and you just had to rape little girls? Is that what it is? I mean, it has to be something like that because I'm constantly surprised when I come across ones like you, real extreme pedophile rapists, ones that tortured these poor little girls for days. I mean, maybe I can look past like one rape and you let her go back home and lick her wounds, but no, you kept these girls for days. And what is it? All of them were 12 years old. 12 years old, dark hair. Doesn't look like you have a particular racial profile. You just liked them dark haired. Some Hispanics, some, regular Caucasian girls, but they had to have dark hair. That's quite interesting. But the most interesting thing is that they were all 12 fucking years old. That's middle school, barely middle school, sixth grade. These little girls can't even, they've probably never even kissed a boy. And here you are trying to turn them into little sex slaves. And believe me, I haven't. And I'm not going to forget or leave out that you snuff some of these little girls. Not all of them, but it looks like towards the end, you started snuffing them. And some of these autopsies are showing that you had your way with their dead little girl bodies. What kind of a sick fuckwit are you? A child murdering rapist. And how did you find these girls? You didn't have an accomplice. So what did you do? Did you wait outside a middle school parking lot, stalking these girls down, trying to figure out which little fat preteen ass, made your dick twitch the most? It's fucking sick. 12 years old. And, the funny part is that here you are. I am berating you, humiliating you. And you are looking at me with a hard bulge in your pants. You're turned on by this. You probably haven't learned any lesson. And that's why this program has to be. Because sick fucks like you, even though you go sit in jail, the moment we release you into the public, you're going to want to rape even harder because you've been, you know, locked up and jerking off probably all the time in your jail cell, thinking about those poor little girls that you raped and just fucking broke. You broke them, didn't you? You wanted to make sure that when you were done with your rape victims, they were in either mentally broken or just plain out dead. Little, you know, pedophile snuffed out dolls. And, you know, I've worked with a lot of rapists. And I have to say that a lot of rapists go for high school, college. Not like I can accept that, but I can get that. They're developed. They have tight young bodies. But no, you went for 12 years old, like a sick, perverted pedophile, preteen. Is it that their barely developed bodies make your cock hard? Did you get to where you couldn't even watch regular porn? Like if I turned on porn right now, legal porn, you'd probably lose your erection, wouldn't you? Because those porn stars on the screen wouldn't be underdeveloped enough. They wouldn't be young enough. They wouldn't be virgin enough as your little 12-year-old victims. But I bet if I put on child porn, you'd sit here and jerk off when I didn't, like, I wouldn't even give you permission to, and you probably would, because you, your cock, your pedophile cock is addicted to little girls. And so that's what we do in this program, is we try to use what you're obsessed with and try to see how we can use that in better ways that don't put little girls in danger of being raped, little girls in danger of being murdered for your fucking pedophile cock. I mean, are you turned on when they cry? Is that what it is too? Is them crying out for mommy something that turns you on? That's sick. That is sick and twisted. And honestly, I'm sure it's like everyone else in this world will want to say you belong in jail for thinking that, for that being something that is arousing to you. That's a sexual arousal, a crying little girl. Or a hairless vagina, a little hairless pussy, or even tits that are barely there. This is the shit that turns you on, and there's something wrong inside of your head that makes you that way. I'm telling you that right now. Because again, if they were high schoolers, I can understand that, but these are little girls that probably are still ordering kids' meals. Little girls that don't even know what a dick is. They probably don't even know that something comes out of your dick. But that's what you like about it. That's what you crave. You crave them being innocent. You crave them being underdeveloped. You have an urge to want to rape innocent little victims like that. And so what we're going to do is you're going to have a companion. And today we're going to start with a 12-year-old companion. That's right. Don't get too excited because I'm going to be in charge now. I'm going to test you and I'm going to observe you and I'm going to watch you and how you're going to use this little girl. So here she is, 12 years old, dark hair just like you like. And a little schoolgirl outfit, knee-high socks, I mean, pigtails, and look, braces, because I know pedophiles like you, braces are your fucking weakness, aren't they? So take a good look at her. I know that you're raging hard right now. You've got the hardest fucking pedo cock right now, don't you? The hardest pedophile cock for this 12-year-old girl in a fucking school uniform. So what I want you to do now is I'm going to encourage you to have you show me what kind of pedophile rapist you are. I want to watch you. I want to watch that pedo rage just boil inside of you. I want to watch that, you know, that rapist just come out of your skin. I want to see you. I want to like observe what that is like. So take your little sex toy right now. She's yours. Your little brace face preteen. Just do whatever you want. I want to see what you did to your rape victims. Look at you. You don't even waste any time, do you? Taking that pedophile cock out that's already leaking and throbbing for her. And you forced her down on her knees. I see. She's going to be your little throat rape toy. Is that what she is? Is that mouth nothing but a wet, eager hole for that cock? I see. And you don't fucking waste time. Either. You don't waste time ramming and violating that throat with your pedo raping cock. Look at you. You just can't deny a little innocent schoolgirl on her knees. Look at her eyes. She's just looking up, just like so scared and not even knowing what to do. And you're just ramming down her throat, ramming down her throat like a sick fuck. We'll keep using her. Really use this little fuck toy. This little rape toy. That's what she is, isn't she? You know, because regardless of anything, this girl cannot consent. She's 12 years old. She doesn't know any better. She doesn't know. And so this is all rape. And that's what you love about it. Grab those pigtails. Yeah, grab them and use them as fucking handlebars. Just ramming inside of that tiny little throat. You know what? I think I see it in you right now. You're starting to lose control, aren't you? You're starting to crave more fuckholes. Well, rip those panties off then. Don't hold back. Don't hold back for my sake. Keep raping her. Rape that little 12-year-old pussy. Show me what you can do with a little fuck toy right in front of you. Look at you. Look at you. Just losing absolute control. You know exactly what you're doing. You've raped so many little girls like this, haven't you? And you love it. You love raping these little virgin holes. And look at her in her little schoolgirl outfit. I know you like that. All already, like, a bit tattered and worn from you just practically ripping it off of her, exposing those little developing tits of hers. And just taking what the fuck you want. You ripped her panties off like a true fucking pedophile, a true pedo bull. That's what you are. You turn into something else, just this raging pedophile monster, ready to rape little pussies, ready to rape little throats. And that's, you know, that's what you are. And you know what? For this last little bit, I want you to really, really give in to what you want to do. If you want to choke her out, fucking choke her out. Turn her into your little snuff rape doll. That's right. Show me. Show me how you do it. Show me how you snuffed all those other little 12-year-old sluts. That's right. Put your hand around that neck while you're raping that little pussy, owning that pussy, dominating it with your pedophile cock, raping her, choking her, putting even more fear into her. It's like she doesn't even need any fear. So you got to add some in there, don't you? Yeah, that's what it is. You want more fear, more brutality. You just want everything to be fucking brutal and rough. Look at her. Look at her. You are ramming inside of her, ramming inside that little pussy. You've probably knocked back that back end of her pussy. You've probably made more room for more of your cock. You're ramming so fucking hard in her. Is that because you're choking her? Do it harder. Do it harder. Really show me how you choke these little sluts out, how you rape them to death. Show me how that happens. Show me. I want to see that pretty little face just fucking, just in, just for you. That's what it is. It's just for your cock, isn't it? Just because it feels good. And does her little pussy, tell me, does it kind of tighten there at the end, right? As she's really gasping for air. Is that what it is? Is that what you're seeking? That last little bit of, you know, tightening of that pussy. I bet it does. I bet it tightens up right before she dies on your cock. Look at that. Yes, look at her. She's about to lose it, right? She's about to lose it. Her face is turning blue. Her face is turning so fucking blue. And you're, I don't know how, but you're brutally raping her harder. Look at you. You sick. Fuck. Yes. Kill her. Yeah, kill her. Murder that little whore on your cock. Murder her. Yes, raped to fucking death. Little schoolgirl just raped to death. Look at her. It's like she's gone dumb from being raped. But really, she's just dead. She died on your cock, and it looks like she just went dumb on your cock, just getting raped to fucking death. Now she's just, you know, a floppy little Raggedy Ann doll. Look at her. But she's your Raggedy Ann doll, right? And I am noticing that you are still raping her, still pumping inside that little dead pussy, that dead raped pussy. I'm still noticing that. Is this how you treated your other victims? Just necro raping them? It's still warm, isn't it? Still warm fuck holes, right? And you still got to use them. Are you moving up to her mouth? Is that where you like to finish, down a dead girl's throat? Yeah, she's just a poor little, well, a pretty little rape doll, isn't she? A pretty little necro rape doll. And she's all quiet for pedo daddy, isn't she? All quiet, all sleepy and ready for come right down her throat, right down that dead throat. And you can go as rough as you want, right? Just grab those pigtails, impaling her pretty little face on your cock, raping the life out of her, raping because she's so fucking pretty, right? Yes, why don't you admire those braces a bit? Admire those braces on her dead, pretty little face. That's what you like. Yeah, rub that cock right along those braces before you ruin that fucking throat. Ruin it for good. Coming down that dead little throat. Throat raping her. Necro throat, right? I mean, she's just a warm piece of meat right now. There you go. Finish down that throat. Come down that dead little girl's throat. And that's what you love too. You love that the last moment she was looking at your face, right? Looking you straight in the face, begging you not to kill her, and her feeling your thick pedophile cock right inside of her, right as she fucking dies, dying for your cock. And now, the last thing that, well, she doesn't know, but the last thing that she's going to taste is your cum. Her little dead belly's going to be filled with your cum. Such a good little necro slut for you. You love these dead little whores, don't you? This is what you really were going for, isn't it? You like these dead little preteens. These dead little preteens to necro rape and fill with cum and use as hard as you fucking want. So user, I know you can go harder. You can go harder on a dead little whore because she's already dead and she looks so pretty. A little sleeping beauty preteen, look at her. Yeah, she's just, I mean, that face has got to be begging for your cum. That's what you're thinking. But really, it's just her dead little face. It's just a dead little warm hole that'll turn cold soon, but turning cold, just marinating with your cum.